Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on the Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Wednesday, as always, brought to you by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. Reach for your favorite independently brewed Pelican beverage at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Always love chatting with Lucy Burge on Wednesday. She's live on YouTube and live on the air right now. At Lucille Burge on Twitter is where you can follow her, and she is a DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Lucy, we have no dongs to talk about, but before we get to the bets that we like for the weekend, because baseball's come to an end, let's get a recap. The pictures were phenomenal. How was Halloween for Lucy Burge as Jordan Hudson?
Yes, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It is a dong-free zone now for a while, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But Halloween was great. The Jordan Hudson costume was a hit. I went out to a kind of rooftop-ish party, which was very nice. However, classic situation, was very chilly outside, so I had to wear a coat over my costume, which, as a kid, you used to have to do that. So it was reminiscent of being a kid, but it was fine. It was a really fun time. So Halloween was a hit. The Jordan Hudson costume was a hit. I tagged her in all my pictures. No response. I think she was just busy. She's busy. And she did post a photo of herself, because because last year she and Bill did a memorable Halloween costume where she was a mermaid and he was a fisherman, and this year nothing. So I was thinking, locked in, it's all business now. So if they posted something now, that would be a bad look. The optics would not be great if they were just goofing around, and it's like, Bill, you have a football team that needs to be turned around. So it would be really, I think, messy for them if they posted some kind of like fun costume. And I think that they maybe made the right move by doing nothing, but she did post a very kind of spooky picture of herself looking very upset, saying like, this is how people think I am for Halloween, or it was something very confusing, but good for her. She's a queen. So thank you to her for the costume.
Would have been hilarious if they did actually post pictures and he was doing something like mermaid cosplay again. It's like, yo, look at your record, bro. Why are you taking
these
photos
right now? That's a red hot and rolling North Carolina Tar Heel team coming off a big win this weekend. Yeah, right?
Oh, yep, they did. They won.
Thank you.
Moving in the right direction. Yeah.
I want to ask you about another person connected to that coach. We need to have an honest conversation here. I don't know how many years now, but I basically know that I feel confident enough, and if I'm out of pocket here, you can correct the record. I think if Tom Brady just cold called you and you answered and you said, this doesn't look like a spam call, who is this? And Tom Brady picks up that phone, he says, hey, Lucy, it's Tom Brady. I quarterbacked your favorite team. I'd like to take you out on a date. I don't even think you need to hear anything else. You'd faint, you'd hang up, you'd figure out the date, you'd go out with Tom Brady. And if I'm wrong on that, then I apologize. Now, that being said, I only say that because I think it's time we have a real honest conversation. I think he's an evil villain, and I think you need to move on from what he did in his childhood.
Yeah.
Him openly admitting that he cloned his dog, amongst all the other stuff, choosing football over his wife, being anti-strawberry, dabbling with the Saudis.
The open-mouth kissing of his son.
Open-mouth kissing his kid as a teenager.
It's weird.
Alex Guerrero existing. There's a lot of evidence that he already was a villain. Him coming out and saying he's cloning his dog. That's it. We need to cut the ties. You need to say no to a date if you ever talk to Tom Brady.
Yes, well, there's a track record of things that he has done that are a little bit out of the ordinary. He's maybe not the most normal person. If he called me and asked me out, the way I operate now, guys, is I would say, I'm busy for a little bit, but you know, I would be like, you know what, Tom Brady, you're great. But you know, I'm busy. What about another time? I would play a little hard to get. I'd be a little bit like, you know, I'm a little, I got stuff going on, Tom. Cause he doesn't seem to have as much. He's retired. So he, you know, he has his jobs here and there. So not as much going on. So I play a little bit, you know, I'm like, oh, you're Tom Brady. Who do you think you are? Yeah, I would faint. But
after playing hard to get, you play hard to get, and then you hang up the phone and then you faint. That's a proper protocol.
Tom, try a little harder. Yeah. So get in line, Tom. I am not stunned by this news, but it's unsettling. The cloning the dog, for some reason, is very unsettling. I tweeted that this is weird.
Yep.
That, you know, instead, adopt a dog, perhaps. Which I believe that. Absolutely. Rather than that, adopt a dog.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. But I this is definitely a business move. For some reason, just so weird to me. Like, it's not surprising because he is Tom Brady and he does things like this that are a little bit out of the ordinary and kissing his son the way he did with his trainer who's always there around him, always. And, you know, the diet that he has talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this is just so off-putting because it opens the door for a lot of other things. Like maybe cloning himself, which I wouldn't rule out that either he will do this in the future so that he can continue to maybe play football at some point. But also, has he already cloned himself?
Yeah.
Is his clone the one who's going to be playing in the Fanatics Flag Football Saudi Arabia partnership thing? Is his clone the one calling the games on Fox? Is his clone the one who is posting on his social media selfies of like pool party? Where is everybody? We were like, oh, is his clone the one who posted the landslide thing after Giselle was like, oh, I'm pregnant with the jujitsu instructor. And it just opens the door for every possibility of scary things down the road where the clones then turn on you. And you're like, I want to, it's like in the movie with, who was that? Demi Moore. I forget what, The Substance.
Oh, The Substance.
Where, you know,
Substance,
and you are yourself as a younger person, but then it turns on you. Like, this is a scary thing. And I would say, Tom, stop it. Stop right now. But the dog, the one dog, clone one dog, and that's it. Yeah. But I know that this is a partnership that he has. So he's trying, he's making money. He must have lost so much money in the FTX thing because he is really.
And the divorce. He loses half the money in the divorce and the FTX. Yeah.
Well, the thing about this is this kind of unfortunately is going to end with Tom Brady being eaten by a dinosaur, because if you're going to get into cloning, you're going to clearly start messing with like nature and the order of things. It never ends well when this happens in a movie.
He's going to have a frozen head on. Is he the new Ted Williams? Or are we just going to like keep his frozen head on ice?
Let me ask both you guys. Like, I'm so opposed to cloning in general, no matter what it is. Do people that want to clone themselves think that they're like,
you're coming back?
Conscious is going to transfer, and so when they die, they're still here?
I don't know. I can't
tell
how that
works.
I'm not an evil villain.
No.
There's some kind of God complex with that, where it's like, and I think Tom has a lot of that because he had his whole documentary, Tom versus Time. He's tried to control time. And I think there's a lot of control that he is trying to have with every aspect of his life where he's like, I can defy aging. I can defy the laws of evolution and time and the way people, he probably might be like that guy who never wants to die. And he's like, I'm never going to die. So I think there is an aspect of wanting to control things. And now he is at a level of, I guess, like fame and wealth and things where he does things that we don't have a concept of. Like, this is just crazy. Like, this is something that I would never even think of. And he probably was approached by this company and was like, hey, you want to clone your dog? And he was like, okay, that's normal. I'll just do it. And instead of just, you know, finding another dog, just keep my dog in forever. But it's not the same dog. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, it's not the same soul. It's not the same thing.
Yep. Thank
so you might as well just adopt another dog because it's not, who needs a home? Like, this clone didn't even exist before. I think there is an element of, like, I created this animal from another animal. And it is something in his brain where he's like, I can just create and control things around me. Which
weird
is weird. Weird. Yeah. Like, yes, I am now moving toward, like, okay, weird. We are not. Everything else he's done is perfect and beautiful. And this is weird.
Let me ask you this. So we asked a question about Tom asking you out. Here's a dating scenario for you. You're seeing somebody, things are getting serious. What is the bigger red flag? They come to you and tell you that they are cloning their soon-to-be dead dog. They're taking DNA to clone the dog. Or when that dog dies, they go to a taxidermist and they stuff it and they put it on a mantle.
Okay, so I will say I have thought about this recently because my family's cat, who we had for 18 years, she passed away. And my brother and I were kind of joking, like, what if we got a taxidermist?
Stuff it and give it to your parents for Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Exactly.
Here's something for your mantle. Yeah.
Here's mittens.
Like, in a pose. It would be weird. That would be weird. And he thought about it as like, oh, is that how Ed Gein started? Like, it's a weird road to go down. It's very weird. Like, death happens. Like, deal with, like, you have to, it's just what happens. And trying to defy the natural process of that life. Like Tom Brady is, if he had his taxidermy pets around, like, yes, let's say he asked me out on a date. And I was like, you know what, Tom? Okay, I will acquiesce and I will give in and say, sure. And I go to his home and it's full of taxidermy dogs. I'd be like, no, thanks. I don't want to be one of them one day. I'm good. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to be a pelt on your wall. I'm not going up there. I would have the same thought, too. That would freak me out.
I'm thinking of that movie now, Lucy, with Paris Hilton, the wax museum movie where the person had this weird fascination of making humans into wax figurines. Like,
no, thank you.
Do you walk in and see Giselle just standing there like Planet of the Apes, just dead and stuff?
Is this her clone?
Oh, my God.
Although as a gag gift for your parents for the taxidermy cat, like, you'd have to do a funny position, right? Like licking its butt or something. Like, you can't just have it like normal standing and purring. There's got to be some comedic factor to it.
Totally. It would have to be like her defensive mode or something. Yeah. Like she's about to just destroy a mouse or a squirrel.
There you go.
Yes.
Like
there
that. You go. Yeah. Like that. But like, it's weird. That's weird. Like anything with like mannequins or like people, it's just strange. Like, no, and then like you go into one of his rooms in his home and it's all kind of dark and you can see the shadowy figures of like stuffed dogs and cats, and he turns on the lights and it's just a room full of them. Creepy. No thanks. Yeah. No thank you. No thanks.
Well, we talked about no more dongs, Lucy, and we're all sad. The dongs are gone. World Series was an all-time classic, though. Dodgers win game 7. Who do we like this weekend? And then I guess a follow-up question to that in the NFL, did anything that happened yesterday change your thought process on a futures bet for any team?
Well, I would say so I'll start with the bets for this week. So for tomorrow night, I'm looking at the Broncos to cover, not Tom Brady's team, to cover the Raiders. Broncos -9.5. The Raiders are 0-2 against the spread this year as an underdog in the 3.5 to 9.5 point range. And the Broncos in their last 10 road games, the Raiders have averaged just 16.3 points scored while allowing 27.7 points. So I'm looking at that. I'm also looking at the Buccaneers -2.5 against the Patriots because the Patriots feels like there's a loss in the air for them. And this is a tougher matchup. They are 4-12-1 against the spread over their last 17 games when facing a rest disadvantage. So I'm looking at that. And I found this information at Pine Sports. You can ask the AI assistant Jackson anything, and you can also sign up with code Lucy to get 25% off your first subscription.
Well done.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Don't say.
Well done. Say. And when it comes to anything that happened yesterday, nothing really that changed my mind. The Patriots doing nothing was a bit surprising to me. I thought they would do a bit more because this is a team that can win the division. This is a team that contend as is. There are some gaps that defensively that could have been filled, but I am very careful with my wording in that, some holes to be filled. They didn't do anything, but it doesn't change the fact that I think they'll win the division and, you know, perhaps make a deeper playoff run. I don't want to say how far I think they might go, but the Super Bowl is something that is played and the Patriots are a team that is good. So who knows, but it didn't change. I nothing that they did or didn't do or any team did or didn't do really changed anything for me.
Okay. Any scenario in your life that would exist to cause you or choose to miss your team in a game 7 of the World Series?
No. No. Did this happen?
Our producer is I want to be fair here to him. Rabid Dodger fan to the point, like, in May, you'll come in at 5 a.m. and be like, good morning. He'd be like, the bullpen.
Complain about game 17 of the regular season. Like,
he watches
you doing
it
right
all. Yeah. And he chose to go to a soccer match, an MLS game, instead of watching his team repeat in a Game 7 live like everybody else who isn't a Dodger fan did.
So I said to Jason, congratulations, before I came on it, he did not mention this. He did not mention
this.
So he acted as if, oh, I watched the entire World Series. And then
I didn't act anything. I talked about Game 6 on Halloween.
Oh.
Hi, Lucy.
Okay. All right.
Did not mention this.
Yeah.
My crew has had season tickets to the Timbers back before they were in MLS.
No excuses.
Playoff
no excuses.
Game.
No play like a champion. Dude. No excuses.
We got seats. Yeah. I wasn't, quite frankly, I wasn't expecting there to be a Game 7, which is why I bought the seats in the first place.
Get rid of the tickets, man. Go watch the game.
It's a
yellow card of fandom.
I'm
yellow
a loyal
card of fandom.
Friend.
You said your friends left the game early. They're not in with you.
They left with like 3 minutes to go.
It was a shootout. They didn't watch the penalty game.
Lucy's now in the middle of this, just us arguing back and forth about a segment.
Well, my point
ago.
Is, I don't think Lucy would do this if this was Boston.
Yeah, no chance.
No, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I would clear my entire schedule. I turned down plans to watch the Game 7, I believe, just to watch it on TV. And it's not even my team playing.
Yeah, so did I.
So, yeah. Look at that. So
we're sports fans.
Well done.
Just an awful time.
Well done, Lucy.
Sorry to disappoint.
Queen of Dongs. Yep, she
would never.
This is why she's the queen of dongs. It's why we love her. You can follow her on Twitter, at Lucille Burge. Check out the Instagram as well. Everybody's always asking for it on Twitter, and she's got to put it out there. So go check it out. DraftKings Sportsbook partner, Lucy. We always enjoy the time. Glad to acknowledge Tom Brady's a weirdo, and we're off of that. Yeah. And we can't wait to chat again next Wednesday. Thanks, as always.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
There you go. Lucy Burge. As the Daily Ticker is always brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Reach for your favorite independently brewed Pelican beverage at a store near you. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
As soon as I brought that question up, Swag was in my ear. You bastard.
You bastard. He's over there trying he's still on the phone with Lucy trying to explain him.
No. I brought it. I'm going to get real like that. Going bowling.
Good stuff as always from Lucy. Tom Brady's a weirdo. We can all acknowledge that. Let's get to Statter's story. It is next, 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Saturday story time. We got the champs coming to town. We'll get to that at some point in the final 30 minutes. Who's going to play? Will they play anybody?
The champ is here!
Can we end their undefeated season? Are they the only ones left?
Yeah. Only ones left.
Yeah.
Spurs have lost. Bulls and Sixers have both lost.
Okay, we got a chance to do it tonight. The 72 Dolphins could pop champagne tonight.
Or do we get to 500 with a loss tonight?
Hey.
Does the 16-game regular season losing streak to the Thunder?
We have lost 16 in a row.
April of 2021 was the last time.
We have not beaten them in 4 years?
Yes.
We've been tanking.
I know, but just like one time, luck, they didn't sit and have a game. I mean, were they good 4 years ago?
No.
They were also tanking,
3 years
were
ago,
they not?
3 years ago, this really started.
So 4 years ago, we had a tank off going. We
April
couldn't out-tank
3rd,
them?
2021
I guess we did out-tank
the last
them.
Victory.
That's shocking. I didn't know it was that long.
That's according to the Blazer notes.
I mean, the last 2 years make a lot of sense. They have been a wagon. But the 2 years previous to that?
Is this a team that people ask this question, think about it. Is this a must-go game for Blazer fans that like basketball? Like, if you're just an NBA fan, is this a must-watch team for people?
It's a great question.
Because
I have that in my notes to talk about.
Okay.
Everybody except Jalen Williams, who's coming back from the injury. He has not yet been activated.
Oh, is he back tonight?
No, everybody played last night.
Yes.
I have not seen an injury report to see if anybody's sitting tonight, but Chet, everybody played in that game.
Yeah, we'll see if Chet plays, because he just came back, too.
His skinny-ass legs. All right, I'll just start first, because we're already against it.
Yeah,
your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 2-2-2.
Dos.
Two. Dos is your number. Is it the number of times this season that Tumani Kamara has made more, I repeat, more than 2 3-pointers in a game? So had to make three or more.
Okay.
Follow.
Yes. He just did.
How many others does he have?
I know the game before that. He did it too.
Okay. Or is it the number of pet peacocks that were eaten by their owner in Florida?
Jesus. We have peacocks in our neighborhood.
Do you? Somebody's got peacocks?
There's a big family farm, as I've mentioned before, behind us.
Yeah.
They have peacocks, and they sometimes will just wander onto our street. They were across the street a few weeks ago. It was kind of cool to see them.
Well, that's
kind of
cool. The Oregon Zoo used to have peacocks
just roaming
wandered
around.
About.
I loved the entrance to the zoo because of that. They'd have their feathers out.
Just chilling, just hanging out, waiting for you.
Yeah.
I think Tumani has three such three-point shooting games, so I'm going to say this is a
I believe you are right as well. I know he did it for the last two games.
I thought he had one of the
first
two.
He's done it the last two games.
You'd want me to wonder if I'm sure. So I'm going to say, well, but you're saying stat?
I'm saying story.
He's going story.
You're going story.
I think Tumani's got three
you
of those.
You think the guy
such...
ate two peacocks?
Yeah, because if you're going to have pet peacocks, you're only going to have
that's a lot of peacock meat, right? You're not freezing peacock meat.
I don't know. How much of that, you know?
How do peacocks taste compared to turkeys? They're about the same size.
Like chicken?
I'd try it. Like, I wouldn't kill one and eat it, but if you, like, hey, we had peacock on the menu.
Would you be sad if you knew you ate peacock? The way people find out they ate horse?
Oh.
I don't know.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I'm going to also say story.
Okay, we got a double story today.
Got a double story.
Got a double story today. Hey!
Yeah. Look at us.
You are both correct. He has had three games. Yeah. He did not, though, against Denver. He only made two against Denver. So he made three against the Lakers.
Utah, I know he had.
He had one early.
Utah against Utah, he made three. And then the Golden State game, he made three.
Yeah.
So three times this year, he's made at least three threes in a game.
My mistake.
He is shooting 32% from three on the season.
Mm. All right.
Just filing that away.
You want me to go?
No, let me tell you the story. Oh. The guy ate his peacocks. A man on the Florida Gulf Coast. He's been charged with animal cruelty after authorities said he killed and cooked and ate two of his peacocks. He's a 61-year-old from Hudson, Florida, and he was arrested on, you know, the obvious charges. He told investigators that he had killed two of his peacocks because his neighbor kept feeding them. Written the neighbor telling her that he would continue to kill his pet peacocks if she kept feeding them to prove a point.
What?
He chopped the head off of one of them out of spite, let it bleed out, and then later was like, you know what the hell, let's try this thing, and cooked it in a big frying pan. Did the same thing for another one. After getting arrested,
they really like the taste.
Evidently, he has more peacocks, and he was being taken to jail, he told deputies that he would kill all of his pet peacocks upon release to prevent anyone else from taking them. So, you know.
So his solution to fighting neighbors is eating his pets?
The neighbors were feeding him, and he said, stop feeding my pets. And then out of spite, he chopped their heads off. So the neighbor couldn't feed them anymore. So, yes, that's why.
What state is he in?
It's a Florida thing.
Shocking.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah.
Shocking.
I felt like we hadn't had a good Florida story in a while, and that was a pretty solid one.
Your number is 13.
13.
Is
13.
It the total number of assists Shaden Sharp has dished out so far this season?
Not had a lot of those.
Oh, God.
A lot of ones and twos on the board.
What, they play seven games?
Yeah, there's 4 and 3.
Or is it...
God, that would be horrible.
The percentage of the population of Scotland that is redheads, the highest percentage of any country in the world... It is National Redhead Day.
He wants you to guess stat here. But also, there's way more redheads at Scotland than 13%. Has to be. When you do the Scottish accent, you're doing it thinking you have red hair.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking of like the character from The Simpsons.
100%.
God, 13 assists in 7 games. He's played all 7. I know one of them was limited minutes. Less than 2 assists a game.
I mean, that actually sounds about right.
I think I'm going to, this might be
It's a stat.
It's a trap trap. I'm going stat.
I think it's a stat. Do stat.
Stat.
I'll fade you.
Give me stat.
I'll go story, but I'm going to give you dirt logic. Less than 13 assists.
God, that would be even worse.
11 assists from Shaden Sharp on the season.
I've seen some goose eggs on that box score a couple times.
How do you not just luck into like two a game?
Because you get the ball and you shoot.
I mean, he passes occasionally.
He averages 17 shots a game.
I know.
Well, it's not like the rest of the team is shooting well either.
That's true.
Drew's having a good assist season.
That's true.
That's yeah, about
Holiday's
it.
Got yeah. the yeah. most assists by far. Hmm. No, it is National Redhead Day. 13% of redheads make up the population of Scotland. That is the highest number. It's just 2% worldwide.
Wow.
Which makes sense when you figure in, it's not, I don't know if there's any, is there any redheads in like Southeast Asia?
Redheaded Asian people.
I'll allow you to answer that.
You went to Vietnam, I mean.
Yeah, never saw a redhead.
Exactly.
Dude, never saw a redheaded Vietnamese person?
No.
So yeah, it is a recessive gene.
Yes, there are people of Asian descent with natural red or ginger hair.
Google?
Okay.
Are there any redheaded Asians? I mean, I'm just a scientific question was asked, and I'm trying to answer it. And Google AI
is
much less common than people of European descent.
So, yes, Scotland followed by Ireland, the UK, 8.5% total. Iceland, nearly 7%. What?
Keep going.
Denmark at 5%, and then the United States at 4%.
What is the conversation?
Naturally, red hair is very uncommon amongst most East Asian populations, occurring in less than 0.1% of individuals. Yeah. So they do exist.
What does the engineer think when they get Dirt's laptop and they teach you Google?
Redheaded Asians? What's going on here, dude? Don't worry about it, all right? It was show research.
So yeah, it is.
I promise. It's show research, damn it.
0.17% of the world's total population are blue-eyed redheads, making it the rarest color combination for all human beings.
Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
Kris Kringle.
So even though 2% of the world's population, 30% of primetime ads feature a model with
red hair. Keep an head on him on the trail. He's going to come find
you. Kris Kringle, redheaded with blue eyes, man.
What was the president's name in that one? Von Hoffer.
No, the Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Yeah, Burgermeister Meisterburger. There you go.
My turn?
Yeah.
Your number's 26. 26.
26.
Is it the ranking in the NBA... in three-point percentage for your Portland Trailblazers.
Fourth to last.
Or is it the age of a quarter-pounder burger that an Australian couple has kept in years? They've kept it in the wrapping, in the packaging, and they hope that it one day goes into a McDonald's museum. It is the oldest McDonald's quarter-pounder to exist.
How does it not...
Oh, we have follow-up.
Okay. I'm going to go... Stat. Hmm. I'm going to go stat.
Okay.
26. I'm actually going to use dirt logic. I'm going to tell you the quarter pounder is older than that. Yeah, but I'm going to go stat. I think 26 sounds about... I felt like I heard a stat or saw a stat that's about where they were.
26. I'll
There's
go
30
stat.
NBA teams.
Yeah, I know. They've been really bad shooting this.
You're both going stat?
Yeah, we're going to go stat.
Final answer.
Stat, final answer.
Yeah. Correctamundo, 26, 32.1%, your Portland Trailblazers.
Lighten not good, up. Bob.
Where are they good? How about the corner three? 44% from the corner three. Non-corner, 28.6. Mid-corner or mid-three, 35.3. Long mid, or that's now I'm in the mids. But the corner three is their best area. Non-corners, 28.6, combining 32.1.
Right. Just shoot corner threes, man.
So your logic.
Teddy Ballgame do every day when he wakes up from a nap. We go shoot corner threes in the living room. Front door to the hoop, corner three. We yell, corner three.
You need to work on the long snapping. That's what you need to
yeah,
work on.
That's not a bad idea.
Kicking.
Kicking's not a bad call either.
I'm going to tell you this. I know somebody this past weekend that told me their nephew is a really good baseball player, played football. This is senior year in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Has never been a kicker. Decided to just punt. He's a big kid. He's like 6'3". He's
got athletic jeans. Yeah, let's give it a shot.
He had an 80-yard punt at one point. Reached out to a Pac-12 school and basically said, yo, man. And the school was like, we'll bring him in.
Come on down.
He's never had any experience. He might get a punting scholarship out of it.
We'll work on the boot. It's on the list of things to do.
Your logic. Correctamundo.
Dirt.
How old is this quarter pounder?
The McDonald's quarter pounder, the oldest quarter pounder ever known, is turning 30 years old. A couple in Australia bought the quarter pounder from a McDonald's in 1995.
Okay.
And this month, it turns 30. It's in the original packaging, both the wrapper and the box. The box is actually cool. They need to bring this box back. But they've never put it in the refrigerator.
How is this possible?
It's been in cupboards. It's been in boxes. It's been in a shed at one point. And I'm looking at a photo of it. No mold.
How?
Now, a McDonald's spokesperson in 2020 was asked about this mythical burger because it was talked about on the internet. And they basically said it does exist and there's no mold because of the environment. It's the climate that dictates mold. And everybody has pointed out and said, no, it's not real food. The owners of the quarter pounder hope that it gets someday put in a McDonald's museum. And they've also said the only thing that's changed about it is the size. It's gotten smaller, but no mold,
nothing. It's lost moisture, so it's
shrunk a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the OG quarter pounder from 1995. It turns 30 years old.
All right.
I've never been a quarter pounder guy.
It's the best burger they have.
Man.
The double quarter pounder with cheese is undefeated for all the real fats out there and the deep down fats out there.
I was always a Big Mac guy.
Yeah, because you're you.
I get two buns, or I get two buns. I get two patties and an extra bun in the middle. And a special sauce, man.
I just loved it in the segment. We got him to Google redheaded Asians.
They exist. Look at that. The more you know. We're an educational show today. This is going to be a macaroni.
Shout out to all the gingers out there. It's your day.
It's your day.
It is your day.
Including my son.
Yeah. I always have a ginger beard. I got some red in my beard.
My mom has strawberry hair, and my brother, who can grow a beard, I'm follically challenged. His beard is red.
Are you considered a ginger if you have a beard that's ginger?
I don't know.
Does that qualify?
Yeah, if your hair is brown.
Am I like a ginger adjacent?
My brother has brown hair but a red beard. Explain that one.
That long, yeah.
Crazy.
That's weird.
That's where the Asians and Irish mix.
It's a recessive gene.
Boom.
So you'd probably have to do a chromosome test to confirm your...
Who's red in your family, Swigart? Your son's
it's
red.
It's on Paxton's mom's side.
That's where the reds are?
Grandpa and aunt over on that side, both red hair.
The more you learn. We went a little long there. Let's get to the Thunderer in town tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have a random report from a random reporter. I'll pass that along to you in the final segment of our beautiful Wednesday show.
Got a poll question on that random report from the random reporter.
You can go vote on that. You guys are more in the bubble than I am. I think anybody who's listened to this show knows that for an extended period of time, you know that you guys are bigger NBA guys than I am. You asked a question in the last segment. So OKC's in town tonight. We don't know who's playing. Although the line, and maybe I'm wrong here, the line would kind of indicate they're assuming Chet, we assume, probably won't play coming off the injury. Yeah, the line's down to 4.5 right now in the game. So that's telling me Vegas is sensing that people won't be in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, they can sit guys and still beat us.
They absolutely can. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying if they were at full strength tonight, what do we think the line would probably be? Right, if they weren't on the second of a back-to-back and you
probably
knew everybody was playing, probably 9 to 10, right, somewhere in that range. And maybe you take the Blazers either way, and maybe you do still tonight as an underdog. I'm not saying that Portland is guaranteed to win or lose the game either way. I just... The idea of the Thunder being the champ and do they bring the juice that other champs do, and again, maybe I'm alone on this, but you asked that question, and I was actually going to have that segment today on SGA coming to town because you know how I feel about SGA, and there's nothing about them that get me to rush to want to go buy a ticket. I think I would, if you asked me, like, hey, Dirk, could you buy a ticket to go see the Spurs or the Thunder? It wouldn't even be close. I'd rather go see the Spurs play.
Well, because of Wimby.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they've done in the playoffs. I don't care that San Antonio hasn't been there with him. I just, SGA does nothing for me watching him, and he's not a guy that I'm eagerly awaiting to go see live in person. I'd rather go see Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
I'd rather go see Jokic. I'd rather go see Wemby. I mean, I'm sure the list is longer than that, but that's so just to name a few.
Okay, and I think most people are probably with you on this. You're paying to see the player, not the team.
Yes.
Because team-wise, you're not going to find a fool's errand team to watch.
No, of course. They just won the title. They're 8-0. I know
that. Well, it's not even just the style they play is, it's like aesthetically pleasing. It's ball movement. It's constant sharing. Now, you do have some foul merchant stuff with SGA. There's no denying that.
How many free throws do you shoot tonight? Over, under 17 and a half.
Does he play? He does like to play.
He does play a lot.
He's not a guy that wants to sit out.
No, he does not.
Look, I get it. I think most people are probably with you on that. He's not the number one player to go watch. They're amazing to watch in person. But to your point and kind of why I asked the question is, I don't know where they register.
I don't think they have that same as like when the Warriors won the title, when they came to town, it was a can't-miss ticket. The Lakers still are a can't-miss ticket, even though Luka didn't play the other night.
There was a ton of Laker fans in that building.
My
wife was like, dude, Laker fans are annoying because she'd never been to a place a Laker game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Go to a Celtic game.
Yeah.
See all the green in the arena. You're like, wait, are there so many Celtic fans here?
They are probably pretty close to when the Spurs had that little mini run at the end of Duncan's career and they won the title and they beat the Heat. I would comp them to that.
That's a good comp.
I don't know how many people are racing out to go watch Tim Duncan, Danny Green, Ginobili, and Splitter versus wanting to race out. Now it's a Thunder. It's the zombie Sonics, and they're the NBA champion, so I'm sure you're going to see some Thunder jerseys. You always kind of did when the Sonics left, but I don't know if they really get people excited the way other champions do or players do in the NBA when they come to town.
Yeah, they're not quite there for me, but again, I'm not the biggest NBA guy.
Like, how many teams would you rather pay a ticket to go watch than the defending champion Thunder?
A decent amount. And I know I'm probably wrong there.
The Knicks?
Yeah. The Warriors, the Lakers, the Spurs, the Nuggets, the Mavs.
You'd rather go see this Mavs team? Mavs team.
Yeah.
Really? No.
Cooper Flagg, baby. Yeah. What's he cooking with?
Not a lot. That team kind of sucks.
Sure. Currently constructed, no. I guess you would have to have guys healthy in that scenario.
I'm saying like you're paying
Minnesota,
for a ticket.
I'd rather go pay to go see Anthony Edwards play.
Sure.
It's a sport that's driven by stars, and I hate their
star. I don't disagree with that.
I can't stand SGA. He's one of my least favorite athletes on the planet.
Chet hasn't helped his profile with those commercials.
The commercials are insufferable. I'm not taking anything away from their success as a franchise. They won the damn championship last year and they're undefeated this year. I get it. They play a fun brand of basketball. I understand all of that. But it's a sport that is largely driven on caring about number one guys on teams and watching a guy hunt his way to the foul line 22 times. It's just, nah, thanks, man. I'm good. What time am I getting out of there tonight? How long is the game delayed by his 23 free throws? That's so much stoppages and replay reviews we got to go through. I want nothing to do with that.
Nuggets?
Man. Yeah, dude, I'd way rather watch Jokic. And I get that he can flops a little bit, but Jokic, a seven-footer doing what he's doing, is unique and an anomaly in NBA history. This is just a skinnier version of James Harden who doesn't shoot the ball as well as he did.
The Cavs.
Ooh, I don't know about the Cavs. I might go see the Thunder before I see the Cavs.
Pistons.
Give me the Pistons. Why not?
Just for the opinion?
Just for the opinion.
I'd have to put a poll question up on that.
How many teams?
Well, Jokic is interesting because he's fun to watch in person, but
he's got a little bit of the SGA stuff.
Well, all the international guys, unfortunately.
They got a flair of the drama.
Wemby's the kind of standalone international cat that, like, because it's just we've never seen it, it's an alien.
Yeah, seven-footer that can dribble and shoot.
Jokic, Giannis, SGA, you know, Luka. It's not that these guys don't have a hierarchy of who you'd rather watch in person. It's more like I don't know if any of them resonate the way, you know, a LeBron
past
and
greats,
Steph do, right?
And Steph still resonates because he's still
100%.
Playing.
Right? So does LeBron. Right. If LeBron's playing, people will go see. It's not even about Luka. It's I'd rather see LeBron, right? Yep. But like,
enjoy it while it lasts.
The international cats don't quite get American sports fans fired up the way American athletes do.
Can't wait to watch all those free throws tonight while I'm laying in bed on my iPad. We'll talk about that game as we close up. Also, a rumor out there. Are we putting any stock in it? Wrap it up next on The Fam. Well, we've never heard of them, so it's probably not real, but let's read it anyways. Because, you know, Twitter never gets anything wrong.
Well, it might be a fake account, but I will say this dude's definitely a candidate. Like, it doesn't matter if it's definitely real or not. He's a real candidate.
Some people locally have advocated for him being the top candidate. This should be the guy.
He wanted the job when it came open after Jonathan left, and they didn't really open it up. They said, no, we're going to go Trent Bray.
Ed Orgeron would crawl through a sewer of poop to get this job, and I think Paul Chryst would too. And according to Sean Wright, an account I've never heard of on Twitter, he has emerged as a top target for Oregon State.
Yeah, that account is probably fake.
Probably a fake account. But I know that he is a guy who is in the running for this job. And we talked about him when it came out a couple of days ago that he was interested. I think he did a thing with Kerry that said he was interested in the job.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't coached in a couple of years. He had a really good run at Wisconsin. You know, he played Oregon in a Rose Bowl. I remember him being the guy down there when Oregon beat him right before COVID hit in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for seven seasons, I want to say. 10 wins, 11 wins, 13 wins, 8 wins, 10 wins, 4 wins. That was the COVID year. 9 wins, and then started 2-3 in 2022, and they fired him. Ironically, for Wisconsin, they've been pretty I think if you tell them, hey, how does 8, 9, or 10 wins sound right now, Wisconsin, they would jump through a hoop to go get that because they don't seem anywhere near that currently. But also the thought of he's an older guy. He's, I think, about 60 years old, and he's been out of coaching now for 3 years.
I mean, if you want to make a safe hire, he's the choice.
Yeah.
You know where I'm at on that. I
roll the dice with a young up-and-comer.
You're not going to, like, I don't remember. I heard this the other day. This is as bad as it gets. One win or no wins doesn't, that's not a difference to me. You suck. So, like, you're at the bottom. Swing, dude. Like, I don't
want to retread. You don't want somebody that's safe. You don't want
I don't think he's the guy. And he very well could be who they pick.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's the safest hire. If you go Paul Chryst, you are just telling your fan base, we just want to get back to 6-6. And maybe that's cool enough for everybody else, because I know it's bad right now, but
try and stabilize.
I'd prefer them to be aggressive and look forward and say, who is the coach that's a crazy psycho about their job? Who's the coach that's going to recruit his arse off?
That's
the coach
thing,
with a fun
man.
System. Like, yeah. That's the guy. That's who I'd hope they go after. But I have no clue.
Hmm.
I don't even know if he's the front runner, Paul Chryst. It just feels like if they hire him, it's the safest hire they can make. And that they won't say that publicly, but that's what that is.
You have to be, I think, in that job. And you're not, you know, trying to win recruiting battles against Alabama and Georgia. So it's a little bit different, but I think there's a psychotic nature to being successful at that job that if you don't have that in your DNA in this day and age,
you're Hugh Freeze.
I don't know.
You're golfing and you're getting fired.
It's not going to work out for you, right? And you're going to lose recruiting battles. Like, this is going on right now with Colorado with Deion. He just demoted his offensive coordinator. The guy doesn't do in-home visits. He doesn't recruit. What do you think is going to happen? You think he lives and breathes everything college football in Colorado? It's a marketing thing for him. I'm not saying he doesn't care about his team or he hasn't invested time in it. Of course he has. This happened to Brian Kelly at LSU. Pate just killed him. By the way, going to be on the show tomorrow at 7:40.
Yeah.
Like, dude, big recruiting weekends. He's on a beach. Well, what happened to your program? You can win 9 games. That's not good enough there, so... I think to your point, I tend to agree with you of like, and if the guy leaves in 2 years because he's great, then thank him for being great and go find the next one. Don't have that be a fear-mongering thing. Thunder in town tonight. Do we like the Blazers +4.5?
I'm just going to pick Thunder.
Pick the Thunder to win?
Sure.
Yeah. Tend to agree with you there. Would be a nice win if they get it. Monday night was not great, so we'll see if they can bounce back. Lakers beating them without Luka and Reeves. We'll see who's in or out for OKC. We'll find out at some point this afternoon. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Venture to say they play better than they did against the Lakers.
What's the Iowa bro's name again?
Gary Dolphin.
Gary Dolphin.
6:30 in the morning.
Will join us. He's the voice of Iowa football.
I have a fun game to play with Gary Dolphin. That's going to make Swag nervous.
This could go it could go sideways tomorrow with Gary Dolphin. He might hate Oregon after this interview, or he's got a great sense of humor and he loves us, and we're getting Gary Dolphin on all the time. We'll make some Dolphin sounds with him. 6:30 tomorrow. Josh Pate at 7:40.
Yep.
If you miss it, Lucy Burge today and the rest of the show, 1051thefan.com is where you can find it at 1051thefan on Twitter and at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Go subscribe to the YouTube page. I think we're almost to 7,000 subscribers, so that'd be pretty badass. Go put us over the top there. Thanks for watching the show. Like the video. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Moring is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver.
And my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.